The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt and I'm joined on the line by James. He's down at State Cinemas. That means it's time to talk film, movies, festivals, all that sort of thing on At The Flicks. James, thank you so much for joining us.
It's nothing but a pleasure. It's lovely to hear your dulcet tones.
Well, it's nice to hear you as well. So, things, I've just had a look at the website. Look, crazy busy down at State Cinemas. What the heck is happening?
It's all happening, and we are terrifically excited that it's all happening. Today, as we speak, the New Zealand International Film Festival kicks off with our gala opening night.
Yeah.
And henceforth, there's either four or five films showing daily for the next couple of weeks. Amazing content, really highly recommended. Do come down to see films from all around the world, documentary, foreign language films, dramas, comedies, romance, fabulous stuff. Yeah, that's going on today and we are all gearing up for it and very excited.
Good, good. Now, these are well-curated films. It's not just a bunch of random stuff that somebody sort of cobbled together.
Indeed so. These are thoughtfully and professionally put together programs,
yeah,
featuring films from New Zealand, England, America, Scandinavia, all over. You can tour down the Amazon with us. You can visit Scandinavia, as I said. You can explore time, space, highs and lows, emotional journeys. It's highly recommended. Come on down and see it with us. All in Cinema One. So all in the biggest screen in town with the best sound system, world-class sound.
Oh, yes. Now, if you're wanting to know more about this, I know there is some physical brochures out, but you can easily jump on the website, which is statecinemas.co.nz, and you can book your tickets in advance. I'm gathering you can jump in there and go, man, I want to see that next Thursday.
All ticketing for the entire festival is up and available now. Some screenings have sold out already, but there should be seats for most of them. Physical brochures, which are a really lovely way of perusing and seeing the content, are available in store, I was about to say, down in the foyer. But yeah, as you said, there's trailers available online. It's all there. Fabulous films. Come and see them.
Absolutely. And you said it is the gala opening night tonight. Are there still tickets available for that if somebody's a little bit late on it?
I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but no.
Oh.
It's all sold out tonight, so you'll have to come to next year's gala opening getting quick.
Okay.
The tickets are not up for next year's gala opening just yet.
It does pay, yeah, to get in early for these things. It's always a really enjoyable night. So, let's talk about what you can catch on the big screen at State Cinemas. Let's get specific. Let's name some movies.
Let you and I get specific, Matt.
Yeah.
So, alongside the International Film Festival, we have our regular sessions of varied content. And we have sneak peeks of the film called The Roses, All's Fair When Love Is War. The Roses is based on the Warren Ellis 1981 novel, and which was made into a film starring Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner in 1989. This version, which is hysterically funny, stars Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch, among many other amazing actors. It's an English couple, an English family, living in America. She's a chef, he's an architect. Things go awry in their relationship, and if you remember the Douglas and Turner film, they bicker beautifully, and it all goes horribly wrong. It's a tinderbox of fierce competition and hidden resentment. It's hysterical. Coleman and Cumberbatch are the creme de la creme. I was about to say of English actors, but I think they are. As good as anyone out there at the moment, and their performance is turned up to 11.
Wow.
This one, it's broad, it's funny,
okay,
highly highly recommended. I have a feeling that this one is going to run and run and be a massive hit. That's The Roses, which we're having sneak peeks for today. It's an R16, so do bring your identification. It's on Saturday, August 30th at 1:40 p.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday, August the 31st at 1:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. That's The Roses.
Okay, get in and catch an early sneak preview of this. And if you want to see more, statecinemas.co.nz. R16, as James mentioned. So if you're around that age at all, or you're a very youthful looking older person, bring some ID, as he said.
You always have your ID handy, don't you?
Always, always. I know, I was with a friend the other day and we went to a gig and he was like, do you think I need ID? And I'm like, you're 47.
Bless.
It is unlikely. And he's like, but I look young. And it's like, you might look young,
you look
for 42, a 47. Yeah, that's right. You don't look 18.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, midlife crisis, here we come.
Yeah, and we didn't get ID'd, funnily enough. Okay, so bring your ID if you're coming to see The Roses and you're anything under 57. Right. Where do we want to travel to next, James?
How about we travel through space and time to 1990s New York City?
Sounds good.
So we're going to watch, we're going to talk about a film by Darren Aronofsky, the highly respected director called Caught Stealing. A burned out ex-baseball player called Hank Thompson unexpectedly finds himself embroiled in a dangerous struggle for survival amidst the criminal underbelly of 1990s New York City. So it's a underworld crime caper. It's darkly humorous. It's certainly, again, another one which your friend who looks 42 should definitely bring his or her ID. It's an R16. It's got an amazing cast. Again, this week's films have the creme de la creme of working actors. We've got Austin Butler, who, as I said last week, has got the most magnificent hair in Hollywood.
He does.
It's got Zoe Kravitz, Regina King, Matt Smith. It's even got Doctor Who. Indeed, Roses has Shuti Gatwa. So what? We have two Doctors playing in two separate films today. How's that about that for timey-wimey stuff?
Wow. That is mind-melting.
Well, if you can keep your mind together a little longer, Darren Aronofsky is clearly a director who has his own fan base. This film is a bit of a departure. It's certainly adult themes and violence and sweary, but it's much more of a comedic romp than his previous films, which have been, frankly, what's the word I'm looking for? On the edge of emotional and yeah, hard watches sometimes. Quality films, but hard watches.
Yeah.
And Caught Stealing is a lot more people-pleasing. It also has a lead role for a rather lovely-looking tabby cat.
Yeah, I see that too. The trailer looks pretty wild, you'd have to say.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
it Matt does. Smith doing his best. I think he's going for Johnny Rotten or John or Joe Strummer maybe, but he's certainly playing a punk Mohican in there as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay, Caught Stealing. Check out the trailer online at statecinemas.co.nz. When can we catch that one? Plenty of screenings?
Absolutely. Caught Stealing is an R16 and it is on every day. Saturday and Sunday, it's only got one showing. That's the late showing. All the rest of the days, it's showing mid-afternoon, early evening, late evening. Whenever your blooming wants to come and watch it, come and watch it.
There it is. Okay.
See Austin Butler's hair at your leisure.
Yeah, and the cat.
And the cat. And Matt Smith there.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Caught Stealing with Austin Butler. Austin Butler's here and the rest. Okay, if you've just joined us, you are listening to At The Flicks on Fresh FM, catching up with James down at State Cinemas, talking about what's happening there. They've got the International Film Festival, the New Zealand International Film Festival on at the moment, plus a bunch of regular quality cinema. Where do we go next, James?
And I shall take you to China next. I shall take you to see a film called Ni Zha 2. The version we are playing is the English dubbed version, not the Mandarin.
Yes.
It's a Chinese animated, forgive me, fantasy adventure. It's skewing slightly for older kids. It's not Smurfs. We do have Smurfs still playing for the younger kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But Nijia 2 is certainly would have some scarier content. So older children. It's rated M, mature. It's taken over $2 billion US in China.
Wow.
So it has a massive backing. It's hugely popular over there, and we'll find a good audience here too, yeah. I have no doubt. Action, adventure, mythical fantasy stuff. It really worth coming to see if you have older kids.
Right. The animation looks pretty amazing.
It is. It's kind of more on the it's almost Avatar-esque, right? It's certainly not your Disney hand-drawn stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's very intense.
Yeah.
Lots of fire and dragons and ancient gods and monstrous powers and alliances twisting in the shadows.
Okay. And it is an A24 film, so they're usually pretty good quality too.
They do. They are. And they have a lovely variety of content. But A24 is one of those film houses that does... One can rely on to deliver quality.
Okay. All right. Now, Nijia 2, you said it's for the slightly older young people. So what rating? How often can we see it?
That is M for mature, and that is showing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Friday and Saturday has just got one afternoon showing. The other days, it's got the afternoon at 4 o'clock and the 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay. All right.
Not just for older kids, it's certainly adults too. Yeah.
Ah, nice. All right. Nijia 2. Okay, from Chinese animation to where next?
Why don't we go from Chinese animation to another Chinese film? This is Dead to Rights, which is in the original Mandarin. This is a very, very different film. It's a drama, so not an animation, a drama exploring the Nanjing massacre of 1937, the Second World War. It depicts a photographer who takes in some refugees, and he exposes films which show atrocities being perpetrated against Chinese soldiers and civilians. He struggles to get these films developed and to make sure that the evidence is out there for the wider world. He risks his life to safely transfer the refugees and the films, the photographs, sorry.
Yeah, right.
The evidence of the Nanjing massacre to the public. Really, really heavy duty stuff. That's an R16, Dead to Rights. Again, a huge, huge in China, in Mandarin. That is showing daily 8:20, 5:40 on Friday, Saturday at 1:20. So it's a little bit all over the shop, hours wise, screening times wise, but really worth hunting down and finding a really important Second World War story. That's Dead to Rights. It is in Mandarin with English subtitles.
Okay, looks definitely very intense, but a bit of a dramatic history being played out before your eyes. May not be an easy watch, but worth getting involved with. We're certainly taking in a vast array of films this week. What are you going to surprise me with next?
I would like to take you to your favourite place. I would like you to take you to India and to watch a film called Hridaya Purvam, which is a Malayalam film, a film in the Malayalam language, which I have almost certainly butchered the pronunciation thereof. The translation of the title is Heartily.
Oh.
So maybe I should have just gone with that from the beginning. It's a Malayalam film. It's a family drama. This one is going to be a really popular one with the Malayalam audience. As it's a family drama, it really does show the range of moustaches across the generations. So very, very important to get that back in there for our boss, Brett, who's obviously the bachelor at the moment. But he's very into the moustaches.
as one can be. Yeah, okay.
As one can be, indeed. The rating for the translated film, Heartily, is yet to be decided. So please do keep an eye out on that one. I mean, showing Friday, Sunday, Monday, 7 p.m. on Friday, 5:20 p.m. on Sunday, and 8:20 p.m. on Monday.
Brilliant. Thank you. Capably covered by yourself there, James. All right, man.
It's an honour to be a capable coverer.
Good stuff, good stuff. If you have just joined us, this is At The Flicks on Fresh FM. We're talking about the movies screening at State Cinemas, Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Where to next, James?
How about a little bit of culture for you, Matt?
Go on.
Do you want to come with me to the opera?
I'll say yes.
You say yes like you believe it, my friend. So it's the end of the Met Opera season.
Yep.
And we have Rossini's Barber of Seville. Obviously, an all-time classic, classic opera. And showing in our world-class sound system and... not available online. This is one of those things that you have to catch
at
the movies, and it's you won't hear it at home with the sound that we can deliver. It's a classic opera. It's a world-class performance. New York's Met Opera. You have to come and see it with us.
Okay,
you'd be a fool to miss out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so what's the title again? It looks like it's in...
It's the Barber of Seville, Il Barbiere di Siviglia.
Ah, thank you.
By Rossini.
That was lovely. Cool. And I just see that it is a comedy opera.
It is a comedy opera. It will have you laughing in the aisles, Matt.
Wow, okay. It's strange. I always think of them as being serious and about heartbreak and betrayal and things like that, but no.
Well, it's a fine line between comedy and tragedy, isn't it? But this one is I watched some of it this morning, and it's a broad comedy farce.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Nice.
With operatic singing par excellence. Yeah. It's rated M. It's on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday.
Okay, don't miss out because you're not going to be able to see it anywhere else.
Indeed. So the final film I'd like to talk to you about today is André Rieu's 2025 Maastricht concert. Matt, would you like to waltz away the night with André Rieu?
Oh, who wouldn't? Just like, what a charming man.
He is so successful, so popular, so beloved, and he does bring the classics to a wider audience in a way that no one else does.
Yeah.
And this is an extravaganza. It's his latest concert, and with his Johann Strauss Orchestra, and an audience of all ages, weeping and just really buying into the beautiful music, timeless melodies, beautiful waltzes. It'll take you on a journey filled with love, joy, and heartfelt emotion. Look, André Rieu is a phenomena, and he is playing here at State Cinema on Saturday, August the 30th at 1:30 p.m., Sunday, August the 31st at 1:30 p.m., and it is rated PG.
PG?
Yep, parental guidance for sheer amazing, wonderful orchestralness. You need to have someone of age with you in order to make sure you don't, you know, feel overwhelmed.
Oh, okay, fear. Sounds believable. So that is Waltz the Night Away, pushing close to 3 hours.
To me, I don't think you can get enough of Mr. Rieu. So if it were pushing 4 hours, I would be still not sated.
Okay. And it's, look, what great value for money. There you go.
Exactly. If you're you're judging your film on dollars per minute, then it's a good one.
Yep. All right.
It's also a good one, however you judge it. Yeah, totally.
Okay, and this is a 2025 concert, so it's pretty fresh off the press.
Absolutely. The ink is still slightly damp.
Okay. Waltz the Night Away, André Rieu. Rieu? Hmm. All right. If you're a Rieu. Fan, Rieu, if you're a
we,
fan...
We have the full gamut of pronunciations. When
people okay. We do.
However you pronounce his surname, I will sell you a ticket to yes. Waltz the Night Away with the great master himself.
Yeah, if you're a fan, you will know who we are talking about. And I imagine you've already lined up a ticket.
Absolutely.
All right. So, man, what a broad spectrum of entertainment and education being offered down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Is there anything else you want to highlight before we end this one, James?
I don't know. How could there be anything else? I'm exhausted just on that journey we took then. There is a slight errata from last week. I said that Weapons had finished last week. It is very much not finished. Weapons is still playing down here at State.
Okay.
And it's highly, highly recommended. So yeah, forgive me for that slight mistake, but do come and watch Weapons. If none of the wildly varied content that we've already discussed grabs your fancy, then come and watch Weapons.
There you go. Yep. All right. Again, trailer, statecinemas.co.nz. You can book your tickets there. You can look well in advance to see what's coming up. Find out what's showing at the New Zealand International Film Festival through the website, statecinemas.co.nz. James, always enjoyable to catch up with you. And yeah, we will be back with you the same time next week for another At The Flicks.
I'm looking forward to it already. It's been always a pleasure. Take care of yourself, man.
Hey, cheers, James. Catch you later.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.